Hello, everybody. My name is Michael. I'm the Director of Technology and Contemporary Music and the host of St. James' new podcast, The Calling. It's like a radio show. There's music, there's laughter, and there's thoughts for your life. We're now on episode 2. So if you haven't checked it out, that's fine. There's no rush. It's still going to be there for you. Either go to the website or you can find it on Apple Podcasts. You might enjoy it. The Calling. Check it out.
The following podcast is a production of St. James Episcopal Church in Skaneateles, Atlas, New York, and features thoughts and musical reflections based on the lectionary for this week. It is available on our website and Apple Podcasts. All music is licensed to St. James for streaming by One License and Christian Copyright Licensing International. For more information, visit stjamesskan.org.
Where you go, I'll go. Where you stay, I'll stay. Where you move, I'll move. I will follow you. Whoa, 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 whoa. All your ways are good. All your ways are sure. I will trust in you alone. Higher than my sight, high above my night. I will trust in
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. When the days drew near for Jesus to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem, and he sent messengers ahead of him. On their way, they entered a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him, but they did not receive him because his face was set towards Jerusalem. When his disciples James and John saw it, they said, "Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them?" But he turned and rebuked them. Then they went on to another village. As they were going along the road, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." To another he said, "Follow me." But he said, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." But Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead. For as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to those in my home." Jesus said to him, "No one who puts hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen. I am so grateful to Becky for her invitation for me to be here in this place and with all of you, a place that I trust many of you know is dear to my heart. And so to be here again is a great gift to me. And Becky, you are a gift to this place. So, who is this Jesus we find portrayed in today's scriptures? Paul, whom we after the fact now call Saint Paul, discovered that this Jesus rattled his worldview and rumbled through the history of his life so that he would never again be the same. As the writer of the letter to the Galatians, which throughout addresses the entire nature of Christian liberty, we recall that he was transformed from being a persecuting enemy of the church to a proclaimer of God's good news of liberation and mercy. Indeed, Paul writes that for freedom, Christ has set us free. That's a radical statement. For freedom, Christ has set us free. It's the entire meaning of our baptism, the sign of our own exodus, if you will, from captivity in Egypt to freedom in the promised land. We sacramentally in baptism die to all that is not of God. And we got quite a list this morning, didn't we, in that Galatians lesson? All that is not of God, rising to a new life in Christ that sets us free to live into all that is of God. This very Eucharist is the sustaining meal for the ongoing journey, day by day and week by week, moving into deeper and more wondrous freedom. So it is that in today's gospel, we find a Jesus who once again steps beyond mere convention and prohibition according to his religion as a faithful Jew of his day. You might ask, how so? He has set his face to go to Jerusalem. That's always gospel code that he's going to Jerusalem to die. On his way, he enters a village of the Samaritans, where he had sent his disciples as an advance team to scope things out. Find out what was it like there? What am I going to encounter? They would not receive him, however, because in that day, Samaritans and Jews had significant differences about their religion. Samaritans were anti-Jerusalem and considered marginal believers at best. The disciples wanted to bring fire down on these people who do not believe in God the same way that they did. And yet, what does Jesus do? He rebukes his own disciples. In other words, he was telling them, that is not our way. Jesus, instead of attacking this fringe group with its borderline theology, turns upon his own guys who expect from Jesus permission for an act of violent judgment. He refuses to do so and remains true to his mission. Not only does he not seek the security of his own credentials when he says, "The Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head," he sets aside whatever others may think of him and remains resolute in his faith in God and in his mission. He continues to Jerusalem to face the cross, steadfast in his way of powerlessness as the way to freedom. All through the Gospels, we find in Jesus one who resists oppressive authority, who points us to a God who works from the underside of every system of power, setting us free to be who God calls us to be. Jesus' emphasis is always on the way of God, and his own sense of urgency to be about God's reign of justice and peace on the earth. That's why we get those seemingly insensitive statements about the dead burying the dead and not looking back from the plow to say farewell, goodbye. This passage points us to the urgency of our responsibility to bring release to the powerless and marginalized of our world, and to remain centered on God's mission of love in the place of the constant barrage of violent and hateful actions and rhetoric infecting us every day. One more time, we discover a Jesus who refuses to be contained in rigid formulas of doctrinal correctness. I really love that about him. He insisted that all are beloved of God, promoting in every word and deed the work of God's reign that recognizes that every human being is made in the image and likeness of God. We don't always act out of that truth, to be sure, but it is why we say bold and wildly crazy things, like we will respect the dignity of every human being. Really, every? And we will work for justice and peace among all people. Really? All? All of that is our lived response in our seeking to be disciples. And you know this as well as I. Jesus is really inconvenient that way, isn't he? Don't mess with my life, Jesus. You know, I've got it all laid out here. But he's so inconvenient in that way. When Jesus enters the scene, we recognize that God's bold truth has shown up. This is what the world is to see when you or I show up in the name of Christ. The God Jesus preached seeks to liberate those who are held captive. Anyone whose worth in God's eyes has been questioned, whether it be by law, bigotry, or even ignorance. We are set free to serve in love, or as one of our collects in morning prayer says, in whose service is perfect freedom. This Jesus summons us to something powerful, life-changing, world-altering. When Harriet Tubman, who, by the way, very likely walked by here at some point, when Harriet Tubman, as an enslaved person, made her escape from a plantation in Dorchester, Maryland, she described what it felt like when she had crossed the Mason-Dixon line to freedom in Pennsylvania. And I quote from her. "When I found I had crossed that line, I looked at my hands to see if I was the same person. There was such a glory over everything. The sun came like gold through the trees and over the fields, and I felt like I was in heaven. End quote. Liberty, release, hope, reborn. She believed that it was for that Jesus gave his life. And you also, dear people of God, are called, as Paul said, to freedom. Who is this Jesus we proclaim today? Who is this Jesus we are promising to follow, to whom we are once again giving our lives as he has given his life to us? In this time of great uncertainty, Jesus affirms our infinite worth and encourages our honest yearning. And perhaps most important of all, he forbids our indifference. What if our freedom song really is love God and love your neighbor as yourself?
I am free to love.
Journey of faith. All are welcome here. For more information about this or any program offered by St. James, visit stjamesskan.org.